Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
I don't know what time of day it is that you're listening to this, but no matter what time of the day it is, I think God's word to you today is for you to rise and shine. And I get that from Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 through 3. Let me read that text to you today. Isaiah chapter 60, beginning at verse 1. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. The Gentiles shall come to your light, and the kings to the brightness of your rising. Don't you love the way that that begins there in verse 1 of Isaiah chapter 60? Arise, shine, for your light has come. You know, after the thick and desperate darkness that was described in Isaiah chapter 59, this is the glorious rescue from the Redeemer. Light has come. So God tells his people to respond to it. Arise and shine. Now, first, we receive God's light. We read that phrase there, your light has come. And then we have something of a service to put forth. We are to arise and shine. But it all begins with the shining of God's light. You can't shine until your light has come. But once it has come, there's something wrong if you don't arise and shine. It's a call to live like you are in the light instead of in the darkness. And then what happens? We read in our verses, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. It's no earthly light. This is light that emanates from the glory of the Lord. It's like the light of Jesus in the Transfiguration, where we read in Matthew chapter 17 that his face shone like the sun and his clothes became as white as the light. Then it says that Gentiles shall come to your light. You see, the shining of this light and the effect that it has upon the people of God also has an effect on those who are far from God. When the Lord lifts up his glorious light over Israel, the Gentile nations shall see it and be attracted to the light. Even kings will be attracted to the brightness of Israel's rising. That's why it says, the Gentiles shall come to your light and kings to the brightness of your rising. Now, I believe that this has an ultimate fulfillment in what some people call the millennial kingdom of Jesus. This will be a time when Jesus reigns over the world in a way never before seen, when swords are beaten into plowshares, and when the lamb lies down with the wolf. The Old Testament tells us that another aspect of this specific era of God's work on the earth is that it is when Israel will be lifted up among all nations. Yet, when God lifts up Israel during those coming days of his great kingdom, it isn't merely for Israel's sake. It is so that through Israel, blessing can come to all nations. God will do that ultimate work in the time of his choosing. Yet we who have received God's glorious light, we can also see the same kind of work happen in us right now. We can let God's light shine on us. We can rise up in response to that light. And then we can live lives that draw others to the light of God shining in us. God has some glory to shine out through you. So today, rise and shine, no matter what time of day it is for you.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.